Is your faith full? Is your faith full? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kenny Clutch back here for another Talk That Talk. And I hope everybody's feeling good. This weekend is going down. I'm going flying out to Seattle to rock out with my young boy Solomon, young man, a young king, young prince, actually, who is in remission right now from battling brain cancer. So I'm flying out this weekend to the Seattle University Dance Marathon. So this should be fun. The goal is to raise $206,000 for the 206. I'm honored. I'm blessed to be going out there and rocking out and blessing these children. Again, my goal every single month is to bless at least one child. Or not just one child, anybody that is battling cancer. To bless somebody with some positivity, with some love. If it's dance, it's dance, you know. If it's through speaking, let it be. Whatever it is, it's my job to go out there and do it. So yeah, follow me on Instagram at Kenny Clutch. Follow me on Twitter at Kenny Clutch 415. Facebook Kenny Clutch. If you would like to donate to our cause into helping families that are impacted by cancer, because most families that are impacted by cancer, you know, they lose about 40 to 45% of their income. If you want to help us out, you want to donate to that cause, just go to www.thedancingdad.org/donate. Once again, that's www.thedancingdad.org. You are here on my Anchor podcast. We are here. We about to talk that talk. We about to see if your faith is full. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people in life, they walk around, they don't have that much faith. They don't have that much faith, and that's a problem, man. That's a problem. Like, how can you, you know, walk around not ever having enough? And what I mean by that is that I feel that there are a lot of people that may go through day-to-day life, and it's never enough for them. They never have enough money. They never have enough women. They never have, you know, enough whatever it is. It doesn't matter. They never have enough of it because they don't have faith. You gotta have faith, people. You gotta have faith in order to be full, to be faithful. You gotta have faith so that you could be full. And it could be anything, man. It could be you driving, for example, and you're on E. You gotta have a little bit of faith. You gotta have a little bit of gas. As long as you got a little bit of gas, you got a little bit of faith, you can get yourself to that gas station. You can get yourself to that gas station, y'all. I remember when I was battling with my son, me and my wife, and we were, and Christian was battling cancer. We had no choice but to have faith. We had no choice but to know that, you know, God was going to pull us through. We had to, man. We had to. And many of you right now are going through something in life. Many of you right now are going through things that you feel like you're at the end. You feel like you're at the end of the road. You feel like you have nothing more to give. That's what you feel like. You feel like you're on empty, but in reality, you're really not. You may be going off of fumes, but you ain't on empty. You may be going off of fumes, but you ain't on empty. Come on, people. You got to dust yourself off. You got to get yourself back in the game. What would happen if, you know, my son, if I didn't have faith? He probably wouldn't be here right now. you probably wouldn't be here right now. If I didn't have faith, he probably wouldn't be here right now. If people wasn't praying for him, he probably wouldn't be here right now. You gotta push through. You gotta have that faith, y'all. It's that important to have that faith. And I'm pushing this word, man, because it's so deep, yo. It's so deep. I see so many people that all they want is money. You ever notice how somebody that wants money all the time and all they do is talk about money, 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 money? They never have enough. Like, money is the end all be all in the world. Like, I get it. Money is transportation to your destination. You need it to get around the world. You need it to do what you need to do in life. You do. It's just how we live. But you know what I like more than money? I like the wisdom. I love the wisdom. I love getting the wisdom. Because what good is money if you don't know what to do with it? For a long time or whatever, I never really understood how money worked. I'm just now figuring out how money actually works because I'm gaining more wisdom, because I'm gaining more knowledge in general, just all around knowledge on what to do with my money, what to do in these relationships, what to do when certain situations occur. That all has to deal with wisdom. And ultimately, if you have wisdom, you're going to have some faith that goes along with it. You know, you got to have faith, man, because just if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you ever hear that? If you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Well, what's the mountain? The mountain is your problem. You're not physically going to move a full mountain. But the mountain is your problem. You got problem on top of problem on top of problem. Drama after drama, issue after issue. Like, who wants to live like that, bro? Come on, yo. Who really wants to live like that? Nobody gets up and really just wants to be, you know, in debt. Nobody gets up and just wants to have a bunch of issues with this female at work or this dude at work or this person hating on them because of this, that, and the third. Nobody gets up wanting to really do that. Nobody gets up, you know, yo, I got bill on top of bill and I love it. Nobody gets up waking up like that. There's no way. You struggling. You losing this, you losing that. You gotta have faith, yo. A lot of y'all are running away from y'all calling. For real, for real. Y'all running away from what y'all supposed to be doing in life because you ain't got no faith. That's probably why you're struggling. You know that once you gain wisdom, that those opportunities will come and chase you because you'll know what to do with it once it arrives. A lot of y'all are just running away and running and running and running. I know this dude that ran so far from his destiny and what he was supposed to do. He started causing problems in other people's lives. It started affecting other people's lives because he was running away from his issue. He was running away from what he had to do, from what his calling was. And he knew what he had to do. I'm like, yo, bro, why don't you just go do it? Oh, no. Like, oh yeah, okay. But you're causing more problems because, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, he knew he was the problem. How you know you the problem and you still don't want to solve the problem? Come on, bro. You know you the issue and you don't want to... What? See, man, those people are dangerous. If you know you're the issue, if you know you're the problem, if you know you're running, stop running. Because guess what? Your destiny, your calling, is going to keep calling you. It's like a bill collector. They're going to keep calling and calling and calling until you pick up. You can't go nowhere. You can't even change your number because guess what? They're going to find that too. You can't. You ever change your number? You ever change your number or whatever and the bill collector still find out where you live and still find out what your number is and still find out? Yo, that's crazy. They find out everything. They find out everything, man. Is your faith full? And when your faith is full, will you be faithful? Will you? See, I don't know, man. Like I said, a lot of people out here, they run away from their dreams. They run away from reality. They run away from what is important in life and running away from their calling just to do their own thing. Like, don't you know that you can have more, bro? You can have more than just going to these clubs. You can have more than just this liquor. You can have more than just these drugs. You can have more than just this sex all the time. Many men or whatever, they're not faithful because they have no faith at all that one woman will love them enough. Ooh, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep. Come on, y'all. That's deep. You insecure and you got no faith in yourself as a man. So you try and plug all these other women. You try and plug all these Johns because you got no faith in yourself. That's the real deal. I'm just searching for the right one. Yeah, all right. You keep doing that. It ain't never going to be the right one because you keep plunging and plunging and plunging and plunging. Ain't nothing getting unclogged. We got to think, y'all. Same thing with women. Y'all women out here, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get with this man and that guy and, well, he may be the one. No, he ain't. No, he not. He ain't the one. Stop devaluing yourself. And have more faith in yourself. In who you are. That you will be full and that man is going to come. You'll know when he come. You will know. Trust me. I'm saying this because I've been there, yo. I've been there. I was running from my gift for a long time. This speaking stuff that y'all see me doing right now, yo, let me tell you something. I was not trying to do this. I wasn't. I just, you know, it kept calling me and calling me and calling me. And it's like, Kenny, you got to do it. That experience with my son really, you know, set me up for something. And let me know, like, yo, I got to bang out, you know, I got to get this message out. I got to turn my mess into a message. You know who I admire, you know, so much from a mentality standpoint? You know, Tupac. And Tupac, what was so dope was that he took his mentality and he was like, yo, I got to get this music out. I got to get this music out because if I don't, then I'm not fulfilling my destiny. He's like, yo, you can mix it and do all the other stuff or whatever later. Let me go ahead and go and just drop the beat, go in the booth. Let me drop these verses or whatever. Put a hook on that joint and that's the song. Blah, blah, blah. And that's the song. And then you can go out there and mix it and do whatever you got to do later. I got to get this done now. And he was only 24, 25 years old. That's crazy. That's crazy. So every day, you need to wake up with some sort of purpose. You have to wake up knowing that you got to get something done. You got to, you know, do what it is that you're called to do every day. If you're called to be a janitor, yeah, you're supposed to spread love doing being a janitor. I know people that are janitors. I know people that are crossing guards that take their job seriously and they love it. They will sit here and go above and beyond for the people that they serve every single day. That's their calling. Nobody's telling you to go out and be Beyonce, bro. Nobody's saying go be Jay-Z or, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody saying that. Nobody's saying go be the president. Nobody's saying any of that. People think because of what we see on TV that that's the highest level of, you know, success. And it's not. The most successful people you probably don't even see on TV. So why would we think that because this person is the president or this person owns multiple businesses, is an entrepreneur, or this person's an athlete, that is the end all be all of success? It's not. Elon Musk builds cars for a living. Builds rocket ships for a living. There are people out here that built these devices, this Anchor podcast that I'm on, you know what I'm saying? Like the app for it. You don't have to be, you know, what you see on TV. It's distracting. It's distracting because it gives you a lack of faith. Because then when it don't happen, then you like, you mad. Oh man, I should be this and I should be that. Really? Really? Because last time I checked, maybe that ain't your calling. And maybe you should meditate a little bit on what that truly, truly is. See, a lot of us just don't want to put in the work to make sure that we get our faith full. We don't want to put in that work. And then your blessing is passed by. Your blessing is passed by because you didn't take advantage of it and multiply your blessing. Come on, bro. What are we talking about? Gain that wisdom. You got to go after wisdom like wisdom is a woman. And in the Hebrew, wisdom means woman. So you got to go after her. Because if you gain the wisdom, you'll know what to do next. You'll know what to do next. You won't struggle as hard. You won't feel anxiety. You won't feel stressed out. I'm just now figuring this out, people. And it feels great. Of course, we want to get up and we want to pay everything on time. But we're in the situation that we're in or whatever. So what you got to do is figure out how to get out of that situation and put yourself into another situation, a better situation that's going to help you. You know what I'm saying? So listen, man, you got to make sure that your faith is full, people. You got to make sure it's full, man. I hope this blesses you, y'all. I just want y'all to be motivated or whatever to get up every single day and go fight for yours. To get up every single day and know that, yo, I gotta fulfill my destiny because I don't know if tomorrow's going to be here. I didn't know that my son was going to develop leukemia, but he did. I didn't know, you know, almost 10 years ago that my mom was going to develop lymphoma cancer, but she did. I didn't know that my grandfather, 95 years old over there, was going to develop bone cancer. And from time to time that he falls or whatever, and because his equilibrium is off. The lights can go off at any moment, y'all. Any moment. So what are you waiting for? I know it sounds cliche, but it's real talk. What are you really waiting for? Where in life do you feel that there is a need for your services? Wherever you feel where that is, there is a need for your services and it keeps eating at you and eating. I'm not saying go out tomorrow and be like, okay, let me go find the need. No. It should be something or whatever that's going to happen that you see on a day-to-day basis, that you see that bothers you. Most of the time, what bothers you is what you need to be working in. That's what you need to be working in. Not complaining about what bothers you all the time. That's what we do. That's what we do. We'll complain about it, and won't do nothing. That's your problem. That's our problem. Let me rephrase it. That's our problem. We talk, and then we don't do anything. We say our opinions, and then we don't do anything. We post on Instagram and say our piece, and then we don't do anything. We go on Facebook, we do the same thing, because we just want to be heard. But what if being heard is not enough? When is you going to be being heard going to turn into you looking like you doing some action? You got to switch it up, people. You got to switch it up. You got to have faith. 149 days my son fought. 149 days. Our family fought. We almost lost our dance studio, but I got faith. My son was facing a life-threatening disease, but we got faith. It's deeper than what people may think, y'all. So every single day, I make sure I get up and I do what I got to do, because I don't know when the lights is going to cut off. And I'm doing my best or whatever to fulfill what God needs me to fulfill. I pray that y'all do this every single day. I pray that this is touching y'all. I pray that y'all take this with y'all. I need y'all to get this right now. I need y'all to get this. Find wisdom, number one. Seek wisdom, y'all. Seek wisdom more than you seek money. Seek wisdom more than you seek more materialistic things. And then you'll gain the knowledge of a higher power. That's deep. You'll gain the knowledge of a higher power. And when you got that knowledge of a higher power, you'll then be able to go out into the world and serve how you should be serving, and being able to give, you know, what is missing. I pray this blesses y'all. You know what I'm saying? If y'all feeling this topic, you know, is your faith full? You know, let me know in the comments below. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up at Kenny Clutch on Instagram, at Kenny Clutch _ on Instagram. Donate if you want to donate. Excuse me, if you want to donate, www.thedancingdad.org/donate. You can give $5 a month. You can give $10 a month. You can give $1 a month. Whatever it is on your heart, you know, to help families in need and to help us get around to where we want to, you know, serve other families in the country. By all means, please feel it in your heart or whatever to do so. Make sure you spread this word. Share this podcast, y'all. Share the link. Do whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Whoever needs this message, give it to them. You know what I'm saying? Give it to them. Once again, that's www.thedancingdad.org. If you want to hit me up via email, contact@thedancingdad.org. So hit me up. I hope you guys enjoyed. Until the next time, I'm your boy, Kenny Clutch. I'm out. One love, y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.